Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2. Jared Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out a lot more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Very pleased to have with us two representatives of the Early Learning Partnership, which is all about kids and getting them going in the right direction. We have with us today Rachel Hewitt-Hubbard, who is the Executive Director of the Early Learning Partnership, and she has brought along with her, Nicolette Bush, who is the Program Coordinator. Now, you thought I was going to mess that up, didn't you, huh? You thought I was going to mess that up. Okay, yeah, I told you I wouldn't mess it up. So, Rachel, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Fine. These two ladies are just so excited about being on this program today. It's just amazing. I haven't even called 911 yet, but I'm thinking we're going to have to. All right, Rachel, tell everybody a little bit about you.
Well, I moved to Rock Hill about 25 years ago now. Wow. With my husband, and we have two children. About 6 years ago, I did a complete about-face as far as careers go, and I entered the nonprofit space, specifically with the Early Learning Partnership under Teresa Creech.
Yeah.
Last year, Teresa left the organization, and I became the executive director. So I've just passed my one-year anniversary.
Ooh.
As executive director of the Early Learning Partnership, and it's been a wonderful ride. We
Good
have a terrific
you.
Board and a terrific team here.
Good. So what were you doing before you, when you say you changed careers, what were you doing before you got into this?
I was working at a local, I guess it was a startup tech organization.
Oh, really?
So my background's in computer science and engineering.
Oh, my. Oh, don't mess with her. Okay. All right. So here we go. Nicolette, tell us a little bit about you.
Sure. I'm a Rock Hill native. I've been a board member for the Early Learning Partnership for about 5 years. And once Teresa left and Rachel stepped up to executive director, I expressed interest in the program coordinator position. It's been a great experience. I also am a career changer, a couple career changes in my life, but I'm very excited to be part of the Early Learning Partnership team.
Oh, tell us what they were. I'm interested now.
Well, I originally went to Johnson & Wales and studied baking and pastry. So I worked in the restaurant industry for about 15 years in Charleston, New York, and New Orleans.
Woo.
And then moved back to this area and was working for a company in Fort Mill. Shout out to EW Process, great company to work for. And during my time there, I decided to go back to school and pursue an accounting certificate, which I received. And about that time, this position at ELP came available. So here I am in the nonprofit sector.
Jeez.
Quite
That's
a journey.
Pretty interesting.
It was a great addition to our team.
From pastries to accounting to...
Absolutely. You know, the accounting is great for the business part of the nonprofit, but the pastry background is, you know, that spoke to me. As many of my friends know, I'm a foodie. And so... Nicolette and I are just, we're a foodie.
Charlie
team.
Ruffalo back here, I know, is listening to the program. We'll probably quiz you afterwards because he's a foodie.
Okay.
He loves talking about food. Bring it on.
I'm a foodie as well, so
okay.
Look forward
Good.
To it.
All right. What is the Early Learning Partnership? Tell everybody.
So the Early Learning Partnership is a 501c3, and our mission is to prepare children for school success. And we do that through the distribution of books through programs such as Reach Out and Read and various community book giveaways. So our target audience is children from birth to age 5. And specifically, we like to talk to their parents and remind the parents the importance of reading to their children, engaging with their child. Have a back and forth volley of conversation with their child, regardless of how young they are, to promote the language skills and security.
Yeah. So the Early Learning Partnership has been around for quite a while?
Yes, we just celebrated our 25th anniversary last year. Yes, that's
Ooh.
Very exciting.
25 years.
Yep. And so we're embarking on year 26.
So to support this, are your dollars coming from the federal government, state government? Where are they coming from? Donations?
We are not funded by the government at all. So we don't receive any federal, state, or government funding. We are strictly through donations,
wow,
either through organizations, businesses, or individuals.
That's impressive. 25 years to exist on donations? Good for you.
It's tough.
Good
it's
for
tough
you.
Work.
Yeah, I bet it's tough work. So in the course of the year, you all are what, circulating to anything involving moms and kids and what have you?
Our primary program is the Reach Out and Read program, and that's a national evidence-based program that we administer through all 9 pediatric practices in York County. We only serve York County. That's our biggest program, and that's Nicolette's primary focus. We also stepping up our community outreach. So any kind of community program, either through the Lifehouse, Pathways, Open Arms, through Pilgrims Inn, those kinds of things, where we can support them through books and the delivery of our message.
So the books, I mean, where do you get all these books? You just you get them from Dolly Parton, or where do you get them?
Well, we have specific vendors that we use. Some are affiliated with the Reach Out and Read program, so we can get excellent books, a wide variety of topics for wonderful prices. And we also accept book donations. Right now, South State Bank is actually holding a book drive for us to help collect some new and used books to distribute into the community.
So in the course of a year, how many moms do you think you are able to touch, either directly or through the various pediatric practices or whatever?
Probably last year we touched approximately 11,000 families in York County.
Whoa.
Through the distribution of, how many books did we distribute? 20-some thousand books.
God, okay. That's impressive. 11,000 families.
You know, it's so important for us to get the message out to as many people as possible to read to your child.
I mean, they've been beating that drum for as long,
yes,
as I've been on the face of the earth.
Yes.
I mean, the fact of the matter is you have to learn to read, and you have to learn to, I guess, appreciate what good reading skills can do for you.
Right.
Particularly as you get older, right?
Right.
But my guess is are you challenged or not challenged by this crazy thing that everybody carries in their pocket?
Absolutely. So screen time has definitely been a challenge. And that's why this message now is not for a specific population. It is across all populations now, whether or not you come from an affluent family or not, especially if you come from an affluent family. It's so easy to resort to an iPad or a smartphone for babysitting time, but that takes away the parent bonding minutes that counts so much in a child's development.
Absolutely. I mean, I have said, I don't know how many times I've said this on the program, I think when they write the annals of this period of mankind's history, they'll say this is a wonderful, wonderful tool that was so horribly misused and has created a lot of the issues that we have right now in society.
Absolutely.
I think we're dumbing down people,
yes,
rather than, you know, hey, you have to take this book and open this page and read those words and try to understand what's in there. Not going to find that on a video game.
Right.
No, 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 no. All right, so when you know that you're up against this thing, how do you go about competing against this thing called the iPhone?
I don't think that it's competition. I think that everything in moderation, right? So we cannot say eliminate your screen time completely. Use it in moderation and incorporate reading time. It's bonding time with a child. Looking at your child's face as you make different voices, as you read to your child, I mean, that's so rewarding for both the child and the caregiver or the parent who's delivering that message.
Right.
So it's not an either or, it's an and.
Yeah, and let's face it, you can get a lot of books right here on this machine.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's no question about it.
Right.
But what we're talking about is reading to children out loud.
Yep.
Right?
The interaction.
The interaction, that's right.
No app can replace that interaction.
That's exactly. To hear the human voice.
Right. And there are also motor skills to be learned by turning a page orienting the book in the correct direction, having the parent point out, what is this a picture of? What color is this? How many ladybugs do you see on the page? Those kinds of the physicalness of a book, is there are also lessons to be gained from that as well.
So the Early Learning Partnership, are you targeting kids who are not yet in this world, or we're targeting kids that are 3 to 5 years of age? I mean, how do we go about this?
So traditionally, our target audience is children, families with children who are 0 to 5, from birth to 5 years old. But this year, we're launching a new program to engage parents at the prenatal stage. So we're launching a prenatal program. We're piloting that this year with a OBGYN practice in Rock Hill, where at the prenatal visit, the new mom will receive a book and a little magnet about safe sleep habits. And the clinician is going to encourage her to read to her baby in utero. Studies have shown that if a mother reads to her baby in utero, when that baby is delivered, the baby will recognize the voice of the mother and will even recognize repeated verses that the mother has read to the baby.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
I would love to see how they test that. I mean, it was just...
I'll send you the study if you're interested. It's very
I would love to see it. That's what I've... Okay. I don't want to read all that scientific stuff. I wouldn't understand it. But it's fascinating. I mean, we've been hearing about this for years and years and
Absolutely.
Years and years and years. That, reading to a pregnant mom, reading a story out loud to the baby who's still inside, it makes a huge difference.
Right.
A huge difference.
Right.
So this program, you have a special book for this program?
Right now we're giving out I Love You to the Moon and Back, because that's a lovely story. Probably most of the audience has read this book. It's I Love You to the Moon and Back by Tim Warnes. And it's just a loving book for a mom to read to her baby, you know, as she gets ready to bring this new life into the world.
I'm just going to look at it while you're talking. Don't stop talking.
I brought a sample for Manny to look at. So
yeah, Manny can read these words. I love you to the moon and back. I love our time together as we start each happy day. I love our bath time silliness, the way we splash and play. I love to lift you up and high so you feel really tall. This goes on and on. I mean, this is very nice. Nice pictures, too. This is great.
So we're hoping that it'll get the mother excited about her baby and get her in the habit of reading to the baby.
Now, you haven't done this before, right?
Correct.
Okay. But you've stolen this idea from somebody else that shows that this will work? I mean, as far as another early learning partnership concept somewhere else?
No, we just knew that reading in utero is not a new concept, but we thought we would systematize it, I guess, and make it into a formal program.
Mm-hmm. All right. So this happens to be the program coordinator over here?
Absolutely.
Your job is to, okay, she came up with the idea. You have to launch it. So how are you doing this?
Well, you know, I search and find the best price for the books that I can. We had these lovely little tote bags made. I found a vendor that sells another great nonprofit called Charlie's Kids, promotes safe sleep, right, teaching parents about safe sleep. So we found these great little magnets to include, and we just put it together in a nice little package.
So you what did you do? Go out and buy 100 books, 200 books, 500 books, 1,000 books?
We started with 180.
180 books, okay.
But we'll keep going.
Keep going.
So far, we started this program in August, and the response has been tremendous. Both the clinicians and the patients just have been receptive to this and have been very enthusiastic about it. So we're very encouraged by this.
So we say clinicians. Are we going to the hospitals themselves, or are we just going to private practices?
We're just going to one private practice right now. We're piloting the program to see how it works as far as numbers go, whether or not the process needs refinement, et cetera, et cetera. So the clinicians are the people, the nurses who meet with the patients, the new patients.
I can't imagine anybody having a hesitancy to this.
This is an easy cause to get behind. So.
Yeah. But now, when you get to the hospital range, then you're dealing with a bigger structure that you have to go through some kind of corporate approval or something if you wanted to talk to the... I mean, if you take a look at Piedmont Medical Center, they're birthing, 2,000 babies a year? And maybe more now they have the Fort Mill Hospital? I mean, That's a lot of books.
It is. And so that's why we, if anyone is so inclined to donate to us so that we can continue this program and spread it to the other practices, we would be happy to share our contact information so you can make a donation.
You all have a website someplace?
We do.
Which is?
ELPofYorkCounty.org.
ELP of York County.
Yep, .org.
YorkCounty.org.
Okay. We are also on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay.
And we have LinkedIn.
And we have a website. So.
We have a website?
Yes.
Which is what? ELPofYorkCounty.org?
Yep.
Okay. So that's where you direct you to the website, and that will tell you how to donate.
Yep. There's a Donate Now button at the top of the page.
So to do this, what does this little package run you? With $5?
It's less than that, actually. I have the numbers crunched, but I didn't bring my
somewhere between zero
me.
And five.
I would say it's about five. So the package that Manning is talking about is a book. We have a bookmark that we made that talks a little bit about reading to your child.
Right.
We have the magnet about safe sleep habits, and we have the little tote bag. And so the whole package is about $5.
The do and don't list for safe sleep.
Yes.
If I have my reading glasses, I could read it. But it's all a good idea. I mean, it's fantastic.
Anything we can do to promote reading and safe sleep habits.
So what you say you've gotten some positive feedback from the clinicians. What are they saying to you? I mean, they've given us some of the expectant moms.
So, right, just positive feedback. They love it. The patients love getting little gifts like this. And right. The nurses that we spoke with said that this makes them happy. So they like doing this. This is a little act that brings them joy. So that's specifically to this program. We've also gotten really positive feedback about the Reach Out and Read program from our medical providers, the pediatricians who subscribe to the Reach Out and Read program. They love engaging with their patients with the books. They love using the books as assessment tools for gross fine motor skills. And one provider even said that some of the books that we provide them in their inventory help them tackle tough topics with parents. So if their child, around the two-year-old mark, or the two-year-old well child visits, we provide books about kicking, biting, those kinds of things. And the providers say that using this book, giving it to the patient, is a great icebreaker for tackling this topic.
Well, I would think so. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't thought about that. I'm wondering, though, do you ever get an opportunity where you could bring together, I don't know, a dozen or two dozen of these clinicians in one place and say, look, we want to know more about what we can do to kind of help you do what you're doing so we can help get the importance of reading to kids at a young age over. Do you ever do anything like that?
We don't. We are always in contact with our providers, both the pediatric practices and the OBGYN practice, getting their feedback on a constant basis to see what works and what's missing.
Right.
So if certain titles, especially for the Reach Out and Read program, if certain titles don't work, that's fine. We will find another title that works for you. If they have whatever their needs are, we very much try to meet their needs so that they don't have to worry about this kind of thing. That's what our purpose is,
sure,
to provide them with what they need to get this program delivered efficiently.
Well, with 11,000 families that you've touched over the years and 20,000 books, that's a lot of material. Okay, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Jared Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road, Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. So there she is, Nicolette, looking at me, saying, what is he going to do now? Well, Nicolette, I didn't tell you this in advance because I know you're smart, and you can read the white letters. See those white letters? We're all going to say them together at the count of three because we got to tell everybody out there why they should be inside here because we make fresh subs and salads. How do we do it at the count of three? Is everybody ready? Are you ready, Gordon? One, two, three.
Slice, 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 garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, It's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Love the bread. Number 19's the best.
Fresh, delicious bread.
It's fresh.
The food is really good, and it's a great price.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Relax this summer with a promotional rate on select travel purchases with your Founders Federal Credit Union credit card. Now through August 31st, get 6.99% APR for 6 months on qualifying purchases, including airfare, hotels, restaurants, and cruise lines. Don't let interest rates slow you down this summer. Visit foundersfcu.com/travel to learn more. On March 1st, 2025, the promotional APR reverts to the effective APRs previously disclosed. Call 800-845-1614 for details about credit costs and terms. Membership qualification required.
The Piedmont Medical Center Women's Tower at our Rock Hill campus boasts fully furnished labor and delivery rooms and family care suites. Our Level 3 NICU is equipped to provide advanced medical treatments for premature infants and infants who may have complications. Inside the Women's Tower, families begin bonding with their special deliveries in private family care suites, allowing mom and baby to relax with ease. Learn more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
If a big outdoor project is part of your future plans, before you start digging, call 811. Within 72 hours, your underground utilities will be located and marked, and you'll know exactly where it's safe to dig. A quick phone call is all it takes, and there's no charge to find out where potentially dangerous underground cables and lines are located. Before you grab a shovel or start digging in the yard, call 811 at least 3 business days before digging. Remember, if it requires a shovel, it requires a call to 811.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
Quality of the food. I get what I want. It tastes great every time.
Hit the spot, definitely. It's amazing.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, but we're going to stop. We're just going to take a little pause here because Charlie Ruffalo and Nicolette were involved in a very interesting foodie discussion about the best restaurants here, the best restaurants there, who has the best. Did you come up with a decision on this?
Well, we both agreed that Sila Thai is great. We both like Chola Nadu in TKK, the Indian restaurant. And I highly recommend the banh mi at JT, also in TKK.
Whoa. Oh, yeah.
And I recommend Substation 2.
I wonder where that was going to come in. All right. These ladies, by the way, if you're just tuning in, are with the Early Learning Partnership. Rachel Huey Hubbard, who is the executive director. Nicolette Bush, who is the program coordinator. All right. And we've been really the thrust of this program is about their brand new rollout of this prenatal program that they're doing through the private practices. They have a nice little package here. It's a little book, a little bag. It has a little magnetic thing. It has a bookmark. $5. And this is whole. We're trying to get the moms to understand how important it is to read to the child while he's still inside of you, right? Prenatal thing. I think it's interesting. Because all the studies show that if you start early, the habit will continue. And you know what? You need to keep reading to them after they're born. Even though they're going goo goo gaga, read to them because it makes a big difference. Huge difference.
Absolutely.
So tell me about what you're doing, I guess, in other parts of the community. You have partnerships with others that you're working with?
We do. We are partners with all each of the 4 school districts, and specifically their parenting program. So whenever they have a need for their parent nights, their family nights, their Title I nights, we usually have a presence there, either as a table, or we provide them books for their different events.
Hmm. And again, this has been something you've been doing for years and years and years.
Yep. Yes, we have.
So how do you, I mean, these school districts are growing so much in
they
size.
Are,
I mean,
they
how
are.
Do you handle all this?
So that's a challenge. We specifically work with a 4K program. So the directors of Cindy Tobin Kimmel of Parent Smart, Jessica Elliott from Parenting Partners, Carolyn Green from Bright Beginnings, and Jane Culp from LEAP up in Fort Mill. Each of the four school districts are represented, and we work closely with them on any way we can reach their families.
So what are they asking you for? I mean, what help do they like from you?
Primarily books for their programs, but last year we did something fun. We provided Clover's Bright Beginnings program with a book vending machine.
A book vending machine.
Yes.
Put a quarter in, you get a book?
It's not a quarter. It's a token that the children earn based on the good choices that they've made. And in that regard, they use the book as a reward. So that puts the book in a positive light, and it rewards their good choices.
Isn't that interesting? Interesting. So you stuff the machine with books that the kids are going to like?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes. We provide those as well.
I got that. Well, this whole, I'm really interested in how you find these books. Ms. Programmer over here, how do you find these books that are out there? You just read a lot?
We do look into new books out there, you know, read a lot of book lists recommended by different, not only organizations like ourselves online, but there are a lot of individual people. There's a woman who runs an organization called Growing Book by Book, who does a lot of research on the, you know, current children's books available, and will put together lists based on themes. So researching books, searching our vendors.
And then you get a sample of these books. You bring them in. You read them. Yeah, no, yeah, is that it?
Generally, yes.
Generally, yes.
We don't get samples of all the books that we order, but we absolutely, before we send them to the practices, you know, we review the books that just to make sure that there's nothing. I mean, the Reach Out and Read has books that they suggest,
right,
that they've done research on. So
these are typically age and content appropriate books that are recommended to us. And actually, that's the fun part of our job. When Nicolette goes through and finds a new book that she thinks is interesting, we'll order one and we'll look at it. And it's so
Do
much
you read
fun.
To each other?
Sometimes we point to pictures and say, what's this?
I'm just teasing. But I mean, that's what you do. You get these books in, you say, this sounds great. And then, you know, we'll get 50 of them or get 100 of them and
thousands
parcel them out.
Of them.
Not everybody gets the same book.
Right? Sure.
Sure.
And we get them different books for different age groups. So the Reach Out and Read program delivers these books at the well child visit. So for newborns, a newborn will require a different kind of book than a five-year-old. Five-year-old, they're in the pre-reading stage. A newborn needs high contrast picture books. And then, you know, there's a whole spectrum in between. So we buy books for each of the well child visits. So by the time the child reaches age five, they will have a home library of at least 13 books.
Oh, great.
So, which is so important. You know, when you grow up around books, you don't have to necessarily read them. If you're an infant, you will chew on them. You will throw them around. You will build houses with them. As long as you're around books and the parent interaction surrounding those books, that's what's important. Then that's what builds your brain.
Turn off the TV, give them the book.
Absolutely.
Take that phone, put it away. I love what my youngest son is doing. We have a 12-year-old granddaughter. No phone. No phone. No.
That's smart.
We're not playing with that now. You can use moms. When moms are there, that's fine. But, you know. All right, ladies, you've done a great job. Again, if you want to help out the Early Learning Partnership, their website is elpofyourcounty.org, elpofyourcounty.org. They're obviously looking for contributions and support, and there they are. So that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Malaxia with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. You all did such a wonderful job. You're going to get an encore performance. We do fresh subs and salads. Yeah, you can join in on this as well. We do fresh subs and salads here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. You're going to read the white letters when I tell you. Are you ready now? White letters at the count of three. How do we do it? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.